God bless you today, beloved, in the wonderful name of the King of Glory, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I was meditating lately a lot on what true salvation is. I did a message yesterday on that, a devotion. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit continued to impress upon my spirit is the scripture in John, where he says, Jesus says, if anything or someone does not come through the door, it is a thief. It is there to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, anything that doesn't come through the door. And then he explains what he was talking about. He said, I am the door. I am the door. He says, the thief comes in, but only to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but he does not come through the door. He comes in another way. Satan will always come in another way. He will never go through the door, which is the real life of God, Jesus Christ. He is the door. And what the Holy Spirit really began to show me was how the enemy comes in a different way. He doesn't come in through the true gospel, the true message of the cross. He doesn't come in with the true message of the life of the Father called Zoe, that life of God. Now, listen, let the Holy Ghost help us today and see what he actually says in this scripture, and you can see how the enemy robs us of the true power of the right-hand seat. When Jesus comes into the world, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. If you look up that word life, it's the word Zoe, Z-O-E, in the Greek. If you look up everywhere that word is used, it refers to the spiritual life of God. It refers to the righteous life of God, the true life. There's different words for life in the Bible. When the Bible says, if a man does not hate his own life, that is not Zoe. That word for life there is psuche, where we would get the word psyche. It's our soulish, earthly life. It's the life that we got from our parents. But when Jesus says he's the life, he doesn't say he's the psyche. He doesn't say he's the life we need to hate. He says he's the Zoe of God. He's the life of the Father. He is the life. He is the righteousness of God. Now watch, Jesus says, the thief, we know who that is, Satan. He doesn't go through the door. He comes in a different way to keep us from the life. Oh man, this is so simple, but you got to get it. Satan will come in a different way to keep us from the Zoe. So Jesus contrasts these two things. The thief comes to steal from you, to kill you, and to destroy you. But I have come that you may have the Zoe, and that you may have more of it, that you may have more and more and more of this righteous life from the Father. I've come to give you the life of the Father, to give you the true life of God, the righteousness of God. I am it. I've come to give you me. Now, what's amazing is how we often use this scripture. Many preachers have often used this scripture to say that God wants you to have an abundant life, that God wants to bless your life, that God wants you to be happy and successful. And this scripture has absolutely nothing to do with your psyche, with your life, with your earthly human life. It has nothing to do with that at all. It's not saying Satan's here to make you miserable, but God's here to make you happy. Good God, help us. It's saying that Satan is here to keep you from the Zoe of God. He wants you to love your suke. He wants you to love your earthly life. He doesn't want you to have the right-hand seat life. He wants to keep you from it. He wants to keep you blind to it. He wants you pursuing happiness, pursuing success, pursuing good feelings, because he does not want you to access the power of the right-hand seat. Why? Because he was defeated when the life, the suke of Adam, was put to death. Satan was conquered. But his conquering can only be demonstrated through the life, the Zoe of the Father, the right-hand seat life, the righteousness of God, Jesus Christ. And so when the life of the Father is flowing, Satan is bound. Satan is cast out. His works are destroyed and defeated. So Satan wants you to love your own suke. He wants you to love your life, because as long as you do, you'll never be able to walk in the Zoe of God. You'll never be able to have the Zoe, and you definitely won't be able to have more and more and more of it. So the Holy Ghost really began to open my eyes to this passage of Scripture, because I began to see in my own self and in many others, I began to see that the Jesus that they believe in is not the Zoe. It's not the true door. It is a Jesus that was preached to them that was not preached to them accurately. It wasn't the same Jesus from the Word of God. It wasn't the Jesus who said, "The gate is narrow." Rather, that was a Jesus that says, "I love you, want to embrace you, and I love everybody, want to embrace everybody." It was a totally different Jesus. It wasn't the Jesus that says you must hate your own life or you can't have mine. It was the Jesus that says, "I love your life and I want to bless it and make you happy." And so watch, the devil, the thief, comes in through another way. He will not come through the door. He can't. He can't come through the real gospel, the real message of the cross. He can't come through that. So what we have to find out, what is keeping us from the true power of the right-hand seat? Let me make this very plain, very clear. What keeps us from accessing the dominion that is in the life, the Zoe of God? What keeps us from walking in the true power of the right-hand seat? What keeps us from that is the thief. It's the robber. It's the one who comes in a different way to keep us from it. Oh my goodness. If we can begin to understand this, it's so dark and deceptive to believe that Jesus came that I can have a happy and abundant life. That is, has nothing to do with this scripture. The scripture is very deep and powerful. What it's showing us is how the devil keeps us from the power of the right-hand seat. He keeps us from understanding Colossians chapter 3. If you've been raised up with him, do not mind what is below. This has nothing to do with your earthly life. Do not mind what is below, but mind what is above, what is at the right hand, because you died and your life is hidden with God in Christ Jesus. Why does God want you to stop thinking about what's down here and to bring all of your thoughts captive to what is at the right hand? What is at the right hand? The life. The Zoe is at the right hand, and it has all dominion and all power. Oh my God. Goodness. Paul was praying that we'd understand God's power toward us when he raised up Christ from the dead and seated him at his own right hand, far above all power, all dominion, all authority, every name that is named. And he has raised us up together with him and seated us with him there in heavenly places. So if you've been raised up with him, do not mind what is below. Don't think about what's down here. That God is not here to give you what's here. He's here to show you what he's given you there so that you'll walk in the full power of the life of God over the enemy, over Satan, and cast him out. Praise God. Woo! Man, Jesus. I'm getting excited about that. Hallelujah. Now, beloved, let's calm down for a second here and really meditate on this scripture. The thief comes in a different way. I want to ask you, I want to ask me, and God asked me this, how did you get saved? Or how did you think that you got saved? What was presented to you? What did you yield to? What did you say yes to? If the way you invited Jesus into your life, my goodness, that's a mouthful right there. If the way you invited Jesus into your life was through a deceptive thought, a deceptive teaching, something the devil told you that's not true, then, friend, you think you got saved, but what you actually did is you yielded to something that will keep you from genuinely being saved. It is Satan. He comes disguised as an angel of light. It means truth. Light doesn't mean he comes in a bright light in the room. It means that he comes with truth, so-called truth. Satan disguises himself as a messenger from God. He doesn't come to you to tell you, don't live for God, don't love God, don't serve God. No. If you believe in God and want God, Satan comes disguised as a messenger from God. This is what he does from the time you're born, friend. He has access to every human being, and he constantly lies to them. So from the time you were born, Satan has always been there to present to you God, to tell you what's true, to show you the way to God. But it is a lie. It is deception, and it is there to keep you from the true life of the Father. It's there to keep you from the power of the right-hand seat. If there's anything the devil hates, it's what I'm telling you right now, because he doesn't want you to find this out. And most Adams will never listen to this because they want abundant suke. They want abundant earthly life. They want a good life here. And so they cling to the scripture, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants you to make you unhappy. And Jesus came that you could be happy and have a successful life and feel good. And oh my goodness, it's total darkness and total deception. When you begin to understand the true kingdom of God, when you begin to understand the true cross, and God comes to you through the door, through the life, through the Zoe of God, and he begins to show you the truth through the cross. He begins to show you why you had to die, and that you did die, and that now you have access to the life of Zoe, Jesus. You have access to the right-hand seat life if you will deny your own, if you will hate the suke you got from Adam. Then you can walk in the Zoe that came down from God. And the devil is here to keep you from it. He's here to lie to you. He's here to deceive you. He's here to keep you in the darkness. And when Jesus said, oh my goodness, I want you to, this is just crazy. Jesus, if you look in John chapter 9, he was dealing with the Pharisees. He was dealing with Moses, the teachers of the law. And he picks up there in John 10, there were no chapters when John wrote this book. There were no chapters. It's the flow of the thought continues. And Jesus says one of the most amazing things that doesn't even make any sense. He said, all who came before me, all who came before me are thieves and they are robbers. Because Jesus was crucified from the foundation of the world. Do you know that even the law did come from God, but the enemy uses it to keep us in the dark. All who came before. Now, Jesus was addressing these Pharisees that were keeping people from the truth. They didn't know the real thing. They believed the scriptures. They preached the scriptures. But Jesus was referring to them when he says, all who came before me are thieves and they are robbers. The Pharisee, the teacher of the law, the scribe, the devil uses them to keep you from the Zoe. Man, this is deep. Oh my goodness. It would take a series. It would take a life series to really begin to get this and understand it, because it seems contradictory to so many things. Didn't God send the law? Of course he did. Didn't he send Moses? Of course he did. But he sent that to the life of Adam that is in darkness. So the devil, my friend, takes advantage of everything God has said and everything God has done to keep us in the dark, to keep us deceived, to keep us from seeing the truth. So even the law is used, and all the preachers of the law are used, and all of those who believe in the law are used to keep you from the Zoe of God. This is what Jesus was trying to tell us. Even the preaching of the law, even the religious people, are there to keep you from the Zoe of God. Those that tell you if you'll be obedient, do what God says to do, he's going to bless your life. That's the law. That message is to keep you from. These are people that are in darkness. They don't know that we all had to die. They don't understand that none of us are good. They don't understand that none of us are actually being truly obedient, that none of us are actually being truly righteous, that none of us are actually being truly holy. They don't see it. So what they're telling you will keep you from the truth, because they're not coming through the door. They're not telling you the cross because they don't have a revelation of it. The only door that truth can come through is Calvary. It's the cross of Jesus Christ. It's the one who was crucified from the foundation of the world. The only truth comes through the door, comes through Calvary, comes through the death and the burial and the resurrection. That's why it is the gospel. It's the good news. And there is no good news apart from the cross. There's no good news apart from your death, your burial, and your resurrection in the Zoe of God. The death was to your suke, to your life, to earthly life, to the life you got from Adam, to the life that came from your parents, to the life your wife and your husband has, to the life that your children have, to the life that all the religious people have. It was death to that life. You were crucified to the world, and the world was crucified to you. You died. Suke died. It was crucified because it's not good, because it can't go to heaven. It can't please God. And you were raised in the Zoe of God and seated at his right hand. So stop thinking about what's down here and begin to focus on what he has actually accomplished, and let the Holy Spirit come through the door and show you the real thing so that you can walk in the Zoe of God. Man, this messes me up, because I've not heard anything even similar being preached. Well, I can't say nothing. I have heard a lot of preachers God uses, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks through, but it's just not this clear when the Holy Ghost begins to show it to you. And friend, this is coming. It's coming. The Bible said the fivefold ministry was given until we come into the fullness of the knowledge of Jesus and the faith of Jesus. The clear clarion message of the cross is coming again. It has been here many times, Even in the past, you can read different books that are so clear, the message of the cross that we had to die, and that it's not by might or by power. It's not the book I was just thinking. Oh my goodness, what is that? By Andrew Murray. Andrew Murray wrote a lot of stuff. It doesn't even make sense to most people these days. I don't read stuff like that. Watchman Nee wrote a lot of stuff. It's with revelatory understanding of the cross, how to reckon ourselves dead, why we had to die. Watchman Nee. So anything you like usually doesn't come from God. I mean, Watchman Nee was powerful. You know, he found out that he died and why he had to die. And it was so revelatory to him the rest of his life. He expounded on it. The Normal Christian Life is a good book Watchman Nee wrote about that revelation. He spent most of his adult life after being saved in a prison in China. Spent his life in prison and died for Jesus. Oh my goodness. But beloved, the thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he doesn't come through the door. He comes in another way. And oh, for time's sake, this is so powerful. I want to just keep going and expound on this so much. But for time's sake, let me remind you that Paul said, I'm going to put some scriptures here for you. Paul said that Satan comes disguised as an angel of light. And that verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 there is when he talks about that. But he says, if someone preaches to you, before he says Satan comes disguised, his messengers come disguised, he's talking about preachers. He's talking about teachers of the word. He's talking about people who tell you about God and tell you about Jesus. He said, many of them are messengers of Satan. They're disguised as an angel, a messenger of truth. He said, they preach to you a different Jesus. They still preach Jesus. It's just not the Jesus who said few are going to make it. It's not the Jesus who said, if you love your life, you'll lose it. It's not the Jesus who said, if you don't hate your life, you can't be my disciple. It's not the Jesus who said, there's nothing in you that's good unless you eat of me. You have no life in you. That's not the Jesus that they're preaching to you. Why? Because they're messengers of the devil. They don't know it. Friend, all the life of Adam, I'm not putting individuals. Don't try to find who's the messenger of the devil. I'll tell you who is. Everybody. Everybody who's not speaking from the Father is a messenger of the devil. Even if one day they speak from their natural man and what man wants, and the next day they tell you something from God, that one day they were a messenger of the devil. Friend, our life, if we don't just say what he says, our life can easily become a messenger of the devil. The devil uses us to deceive one another. He uses us to lie to each other. He uses us to comfort each other in our iniquity. It's false. It's the devil lying to us. In the last days, they'll gather teachers for themselves who will tell them what they want to hear, who will scratch their itching ears. What teachers will do that? The ones that want Adam to feel good. The ones that want Adam to be happy will tell Adam what he wants to hear. This is what it's talking about. If somebody preaches to you a different Jesus, Paul said, than we preach to you. Paul preached a Jesus that he told the people to expect suffering, to expect being ostracized and rejected and losing the things of the world. He told them not to let anyone who loves the world or the things of the world, the love of the Father's not in there. When Paul said, if someone preaches to you a different gospel, a different Jesus, don't listen to them. Satan sends messengers disguised as preachers of the gospel, as preachers of Jesus. Friend, oh my goodness. Today, how many preachers are preaching the true Jesus? And how many are preaching what men like to hear in any certain camp, friend? He wasn't talking about, you know, just some rare individual who's deceived out there being a false prophet. No, friend, he said in the last days, many false prophets will arise. Many false prophets are those who teach the law. Those who say, man, you got to obey God, so you'll be, it's a false, but they're not telling you you had to die and you did. They're not telling you that. False prophets are preaching false messages of grace, that God accepts you the way that you are, and he loves you and wants to embrace you, wants to bless your life. Oh, my goodness. There's many, many, many false prophets today that do not come through the door. They don't preach the true message of the cross. They preach Jesus. They preach a gospel, but it's not the one from the Word, the true gospel, the true Jesus. It's not the true one. It doesn't. We were talking about this in Bible study on Friday. Have we been preached a Jesus who declared very few are going to make it? Very few will make it. Many, many, many will be deceived. That many, many false prophets will arise. That the gate is narrow, the way very few find it. Is that the Jesus speak? When's the last time you heard that? I was asking that in the Bible study, and several people there, with only a few of us, all of them had, you know, Catholic background to some extent. And they said, the last time I heard that was in Catholic church years ago. And the Catholics preach that all the time. The gate is narrow because they think the Catholic church is the gate. But at least they're preaching the word. Even if they're doing it with the wrong motive, they're saying it's narrow, it's narrow, it's narrow. Few find it, few find it, few find it. You don't hear that almost anywhere else. Yeah, the gate is very narrow and very few will find it. That's the true Jesus talking. That's the true Jesus talking. Jesus showing, woe to the rich, for they've already received their reward. That's the true Jesus talking. I mean, all of those things, the real one. Paul preached the true gospel, the true Jesus, the true message of the cross. But the thief will come in a different way to preach Jesus, to preach a gospel, but it won't be the right one. It won't be the real one for one reason. He wants to keep you from the power of the right-hand seat. He wants to keep you from accessing the Zoe of God and walking in it because it has full and total dominion over him. It has conquered him. He has no power over it. He cannot hurt it. He cannot hinder it. He cannot do anything to it because it has dominion over him. And he is under its feet. Oh, hallelujah. I'll quit. Praise the Lord. You might have to listen to this a few times if you're really hungry and really want more and more of the life, more and more of the Zoe of God to really comprehend what Jesus was saying. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have Zoe and that you might have it more and more and more. In Jesus' name, God bless you today. Amen.